Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about being strategic in growing beef exports. Back on that in just a moment.
The founder of Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it? Because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
As we get ready to head to Nashville, the 2017 Cattle Industry Convention, one thing we're sure to hear about next week when it comes to success stories, the ability to sell more U.S. beef than ever before into the international marketplace. Thad Lively is with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and he talked recently with our own Carson Horn about some of the strategic ideas that USMEF has been adopting to make sure we continue to grow our part of the world beef export pie.
I think all of us who are involved in the export side of the business see great opportunities out in the global market, but I think if we're realistic, we also know that that's a very competitive place. And if we're going to continue to have the kind of success that we've seen over the last 20 years or so in good, solid growth virtually every year, we're going to have to continue to keep our eye on the ball. We're going to have to make sure that we understand what the customer in each one of those markets is looking for, and we do what it takes to meet their expectations. This is going to be, on one level, you might say that's kind of obvious. Sometimes it's easy to get into a frame of mind where you're just kind of moving product. And, you know, our focus as an industry has to be on moving the right product and getting it to the consumer and meeting his expectations. I would say, you know, where we are kind of at a turning point as an organization, we as an industry have seen a lot of success in the export markets. There's no hesitation, there's no doubt on anybody's part that this is exporting is going to continue to be an important part of this industry. Probably going to continue to see growth there. And if we're going to be a healthy red meat industry, we're going to have to be successful in the export markets.
Now, when you talk about success in beef exports, you really need to start with our number one customer, Japan.
What we see in Japan, and I think this comes as a surprise to some people, is consumption is still growing in Japan. You know, if you look at the numbers and the other evidence, at a per capita level, individually, Japanese consumers are eating more beef. And some people say, well, Japan's a mature market. We've never really accepted that. There's an awful lot of untapped potential in the Japanese market. So, we have a product that's very well received in that market. We have a long track record of working with everybody in the marketing chain, all the way from the importers to the distributors to the retailers. We're going to build on that as we go forward. I think the industry is going to continue to see good success for beef and for pork in the Japanese market.
Now, we do have one significant problem in trying to sell more U.S. beef into the Japanese market. It's called Australia.
Australia actually has a free trade agreement with Japan. And under that agreement, they've already seen a cut in the tariff they pay of 10 percentage points. So we're paying 38.5%. They're paying more like 29.5% and or 28.5%. And so that gives them an advantage.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, would have leveled the playing field for the U.S. with Australia into the Japanese market. But TPP has been, of course, basically laid to rest by the Trump administration. The question right now is, what are they going to do about trying to get a one-on-one deal to clean this up with the Japanese? You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.